There we go. Okay. Good morning, everybody here. It's very happy Friday, everybody. It's Ben Yuko here with Zoltwan, the Media Enterprises. I hope everybody, welcome to the Black Tech Billing Program show on this Friday, May 10th, 2024. I want to say before, I know we didn't do a pro show, but because I was worn out after a whole day of doing things. And it's just been so amazing. It was so much. We geeked out a little bit yesterday. We didn't get to the program, and I'll make some changes around the show and stuff. I know we did math, and we did to show you that assignment that was. But you know, it's been amazing. It was amazing, fun time yesterday, just at Cold Launch, and I wanted to thank the whole crew that did that yesterday. Did a very, very good job at Cold Launch, and it was. It was such a fun time yesterday. It was really, really fun. It was fun yesterday to see. Seeing the competition. Seeing the competition yesterday. And knowing that was great. Excitement, great pictures, great moments, great everything yesterday, and I was very, very happy of all of them did yesterday. Because most of them, like the ones I kind of voted yesterday, I voted yesterday definitely for Hair Hub. I also voted for Say Kid. But the bit. Oh, had to take the victory yesterday, and it was a very good. It was a very, very good victory that they had yesterday with the World of Pets, and that was a very, very, it was a, and I have the organization right here, so I'm gonna just show you, this is who won yesterday. And we are gonna see them on Wednesday this week, and they're gonna get ready for that event. What was kind of, was an exciting event. It was an exciting moment of having that all worked out very, very well. So it's not like it's, well, it was well versed around, and you kind of get it. It's so important. It was so in touching. It was so. So that's what makes it very, very exciting and making it so important, the exciting and everything. And everything that comes together, everything that mostly becomes important, everything that. So that is why it is so. So that's what kind of makes it feel great and grow intense and everything that comes well put together. And it's. It was amazing to see what I was so, but a lot of things kind of opened my eyes a lot yesterday when it was kind of at the event that was kind of exciting. But I'm amazed how you can see that, you can see the actual coders themselves actually coding their products, and it was such an amazing to see. My sequel, they were running different types of coding, and they were actually watching it, and they might be going, some of them were actually because they had to pay nothing for their design. everything that was so much important and everything that's kind of like exciting to one part of everything that kind of it gets us excited to one motion of everything that kind of makes the talent all grow. And that's where everybody does. And you have to be excited for that mission. And, you know, you gotta be good about it. You gotta be good and grateful about it. And grateful about everything. And grateful about this. And grateful about this. And grateful this. This is something that everything was well knowing last night. And that's the one thing that we get excited about. It was such a lot of things were, not plenty of things were announced yesterday. And we'll get back to the coast. Things like that. The t-shirts are coming. Our t-shirt is coming. Our t-shirt is ready. I've already got one of the vendors ready for that. I should be getting in contact with them very soon. I am going to be rolling out the t-shirts. The t-shirt, my own personal t-shirt, of my logo, everything. Then we're not going to tell you everything, what's on it, until the revealing day. And the revealing day should be announced next weekend. Reviewing at the Young Adults Weekend. You already know some of the matches have been announced. The three-way match has been announced. We're going to have that three-way match. Because I looked at, and also I announced this yesterday, it was announced yesterday on the event, on television event that we are getting ready for. You all know Need for Speed 30. It's going to be a big, big thing. We're going to be playing games from Xbox 360. We're going to play Need for Speed from that. We're going to play things from the Xbox One. We haven't got the new one. That will be Christmas. We'll have to get the new system. That will be around Christmas. I'll get, if we get it early, I hope we can get it early. Because if I can look and see if we have you. We can get a cheaper one and I can get it for like maybe $300. So we can get an X. Let's see. So we can get this. You can play on Xbox. As I hope I can get by the time tax season. I hope I get the cheapest one. So I might just put down money for that. So we are gonna get the Xbox, the new Xbox. I'm so glad that it's my timing of that too. So. But I hope I get it. So we can really, really, really geek out here. We're gonna be really hardcore with that. So the Need for Speed 30 it's been announced. It will, and I am gonna give you the date of that right now. The Need for Speed 30 is August 31st. Because that is when the first Need for Speed actually was. Because if you look at the history of Need for Speed. The racing franchise goes back many years. That was the first Need for Speed platform. Was December of 1984. Because 1984. Because this isn't the first one came with it. Okay, if we will go back to 94, it was the first Need for Speed. It was on PlayStation. It was on major PlayStation. So it was on PlayStation. They had the Need for Speed. They had PlayStation from PlayStation to Xbox 360. Now we're on XL. Two. So this is also on PS5 too. So. So we are, I am so excited to get Need for Speed Underground. So that's what we kind of got. So we got Pro Street, and then yeah, I'm gonna get Pro Street. And Undercover we'll have. Hot Pursuit. Yep, we'll have Hot Pursuit. We have Hot Pursuit. They rent them. Things like that. So, I mean, if you want to tell you what I'm looking at here, this is where the series begins. So the first release of this series, the Need for Speed, was in the it was in December of 90. Yep, it was December of 94. So we are getting ready for the Need for Speed. So it's gonna come around. It'll be coming around, so the date of that Need for Speed series, if I go back here, the first one when it did come out for PlayStation, the whole series was the Panasonic 3D doll. So it was the first one. So it does come out. So it was called The Need for Speed. It's pretty amazing. And I am so excited to have this series with us. It is an amazing series. Because we also are in Tier Zone, that we are celebrating 20 years of the series. 20 years of the series of Need for Speed. Because it is Need for Speed 30, and it's Need for Speed 20. So it's actually going to start. We're going to have a little one day celebration. We'll do like a Rob Robin for which game will be it. But the one for Christmas is going to be a whole week. Because we have to do the Royal Rumble. Well, Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day, we have the event. And it's going to go all day. So that's one thing. So it was announced that the t-shirts are coming out. The matches are coming up weekend. The computer drive will be announced. Will be details of that will be the Youth Family Tournament. So that's coming out. A lot of things. The Summer Series turns 10 this year. I'm so amazed. We just did the spaghetti dinner. New Game Revolution came. There was a few things that came up between them and that in the 2 years of. So that was a thing. So it was a lot of things that came out at that time. New and other things. So that kind of sums up everything that comes through there. Okay. That was the code. So that was the announcement of the event. So like I said, yesterday was great. It was great to see. It was great to see everybody there. Everything there. Seeing Kids Glory Forge. They also did a lot of big things there. That reflection, and also I did make an announcement yesterday about this, and we did do it at the event. Let me just pull up this stats. St. Paul is another person I want to give a shout out to, so I want to make sure. I gotta make sure because sometimes at the end it goes off on me. Sorry, I'm still recording. It's just dead. Let me just get this. I also talked about tomorrow they're having an iSpy AI event. So let me just show you this event that they're having tomorrow. I announced it through yesterday, so it was a big one that came up. TechMump, iSpy and AI. So Devin Bowen and Brandon are gonna show their little. They're gonna show their business. So you can see how they grow in the spaces of TechMump. So it's gonna be the iSpy and AI. So you should check that out. It is great to see everything, all that comes together. And this is some Kryptonite investing. Let me just get in. Let's take a look at Kryptonite investing. I want to show everybody about that one too. Kryptonite investing. This is the Hall Consultant Investing in Web 3. So it's, and Bridge Makers, that's another group that I have. I like the business brand, but I just don't like how he comes together. I don't like the fact that they're tied to a group that is. Once again, I'll get to the series and we'll talk about why. Why? Because this is funded. This is elite funded. So I will get into that. All these are, but this gets into Devin Booking. He's the founder, head of operation. He does managing information and cloud implementation consulting. And I wanted to get him on here to discuss get him on for the chips, because we got the Ferguson one, but I also got to get in contact with him because I wanted to get him on the chips, the monopolization of the chips. I've been saying this, but I've not had a chance to do it. I need to get on that to get a chance to get on him on that, because it's very important. You have to understand the monopolization of the chips is very, 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 very key. And having him out will be great to have a discussion about that and bring everybody to them. And I'll tag him on the show so all the listeners can listen into the shows that kind of keeps everything in so much in place. So it's not like I'm gonna ban all. No, if we, things that they work with, I don't mind anybody, but I kind of work what I get. But there's some people those people we talk about in the series, that people are gonna say no. Because they're not about what they say. I watch what you do. And he's done a lot for the youth. I'm very proud of him. I have been proud of Devin on his work, and his work should be recognized. And I'm glad that this is the media that even when we disagree, I will recognize his work. Your work will be recognized, and I will be recognizing your work. And that is great. And he teaches at Smart North. Does a lot. They're teaching about AI and stuff, and want to get the condolences what he does, and so check that out tomorrow. Okay, so that's what. Okay, now let's get down to the business about this SS thing right now. We're gonna get into the. So we're gonna get this set up right now. Okay, let me just get that information right now. I know I have it in the. Let me just find that as another. Give me 1 second. Okay. This is part one. This is the one we're gonna do today. The other one we're gonna do in what does it say? I have the name of it. Let me just get one. Because the secure password one is going to take. Okay, let me just find this, okay? Okay, it's an old one. Let me see if I can. Now we're gonna configure this out right now. So let me just get this open to. So we get into some of the topic and the topic today to get into this. This is great. Let's get out of this boy. The pawn. Okay. So let's get the now. Okay. Now I'm ready to show you this. Right now I'm ready to show you this. I'm ready to show you this. Okay, this is what I'm going to do now. So what I'm going to do is very, very good. Very good, good. You're going to love this. You're going to love my... You're going to love this stuff. All right. Where was I? Where am I? He doesn't like... He won't treat... Okay. So we're gonna set this up now. So this is what I wanna do. This is what I'm gonna do right now. So you're gonna see. Okay, so this is what I set up. This is the topology how you set this up. I'm gonna set that. Okay. So now I'm setting up that PC. If you see the PC here, I'm gonna set this up. 16.10. Those 19.10. And then I'm gonna set this up. Okay, and then I'm gonna set up this. I'm gonna set this up, and I'm just gonna do it the shortcuts. So this is just me to set this. There you go. No shutdown. There you go. So now I got this up and running. Everything's up and running now. So I'm gonna. Okay, so I'm just going to do a little bit, just to show you a little bit. If we can't get past to it, next time we'll just go through this. Because I got a lot of other news to cover today. So let me just take this out. So now I'm really actually going to show you the actual work here. So it'll be very much... It's about to be well put together, so let me just get this back together. So let me just get this to you so you can see everything here. So now I'm gonna configure this, okay? This is just a setup. Let me just set this up. Let me show you. Oh, I'll just find something on. that one's good. Yeah, that should be good. Okay, the security. Like 10. Now what I'm gonna do next is I'm going to disable the DNS here. So the DNS is gonna be disabled. So I'm gonna disable this. So watch. I want you to now. Okay, so then let me just do this in the whole screen so you can see the whole thing, so I can get you get everybody see what I'm doing up here. So you can see this, and you'll be able to see this. So you see everything here. So let me just show you. So you should be, it'd be more. So now what I'm doing now is I'm going to say that I'm going to set the domain name, okay? To us, okay, so it'll be as domain name zo1033.com. Okay, so I set it up in our brand, my brand. So username a user secret. Okay, this is whoops, any password. Okay, so now I'm gonna generate the keys here. Okay, so we will do crypt key generate. Hey, let's see. Go back. I spelled it wrong. Generate RSA. So they're not going to. Oh, okay. So let's just say, let's change the host name. Okay, we'll do that real host name. It won't be routed. So let's just change that. Let's change it to zone key. Now we'll call it zone key. There you go. That's what I'm gonna call it, zone key route. So I changed it. Let me go back to put that back. Now I put it back. So we're at 1024. So we already set that up here. So now we're gonna do. Now we're gonna do the login block for. We're gonna do the block. Okay, so the block for 180 attempts. So it will lock you up for 3 minutes. Okay, so after you fail, after 2 attempts, I'm gonna change it. It says attempts. After 2 attempts, I want if an 180. Let me just do this again. Login blah for 180. Let's try this. 10 4. Okay, I can still do the. I can do the 2, 4, with, and 120. Let's see. Okay, that one got there. Okay. I keep forgetting this. So now we already figured that out. Now I'm gonna config all the user profiles. Okay. I would love to do this. all this shit on a real router. But I like they, but this is more CCNA, so I can do it on C. But when you do like CMPs, like I just did yesterday, you can't run this on a route. Okay, so now I'm gonna do execute. No. So first one, commit these when these go before. Four, yep, that's what we want. Support input SSH. That is the login local. And I do X. So I'm done with that. So guys, let me get out of this. So this is done configuring this. Now I'm gonna save this though. If we don't save, I hope. No, I don't want this. I want the terminal. Command prompt. I'm gonna run this now. Page. That's what I want. So now. Oh, actually, no, I got it done. So I got this done. So all I gotta do is activate it on the switch. So I'm gonna activate this on the ship, on the switch. So that now, let me go to my switch. So watch this. So I'm gonna activate this on the switch. So I'm gonna activate this. Cause it's a different when you use a package racer than that. So I'm gonna set the error range. F. Let's set it to 24. Okay, I'm gonna shut this down, okay? There it is. Change the mission down. Yeah, okay, so we're done with that. So now I'm gonna explain what I did here. Okay, let me explain what I did. So first I had to set up the security, basic security on the routers. So I encrypted all the security to make sure to set the passwords of link. Then I get a stronger password you're choosing. Then after I do the remember, then I disable the DNS on the network. Then I set my domain name to my brand. Use the strong password. Then I use the crypto key command and what it does is it uses the RAM, the bits in the RAM. It blocks the person to make sure that their password is not messed up. It will access all the user profiles and identifications I set up, and then I did configure the switch and everything. So this is. What I've done, okay. This is what I actually done. So I just did it a different way. So I'm done with that, okay. So that basically shows everything I got done today. And what I actually completed here. So that's There was another one. I might, if we have time to do this. Yeah, so this, what I'm going to show you is part two, okay? Okay, but this is part two. This is what I'm going to configure next. So this is the next time I do this, it's going to be part, this is part two of this, okay? It'll be more intense work that we're going to do. More intense work. This will be a three-part series. I want to make sure I get this down. I want you to get this down because we're going to be connecting networks. So what we are doing in this next one, just get previous, what I did today is, let me just share this one. What I did today is the network administrator asked you to prepare RT switch with deployment before they can connect to the net. Security measures must be enabled. So we have to put in security measures to make sure that nobody gets in, is able to get into the network. So you have to be, that's why I did. So then the next time when we go do this one, and I'll go over it at a time, is part two, where we're going to get into shell security. We're going to use config network devices, telnet. But I can do, and this time I'm going to do it on a real router so you can see everything in effect. Actually, no, I can't do it on a real, because I have to do this on here. So this is I have to kind of do it on the real router. Because let's say if I configure this. Actually, no, I could configure this. I could get in here and configure this. I could go in and configure the networks out. So I can go in here and say the GNS3, and we can use the GN3 for this, so I can run it on here on the solar poly, so you get an idea how that actually runs. Okay, so that will be the next time I come, and I'm actually gonna do that one for you, so everybody gets an idea. So this will be, that will be part two. Let me see in our calendar when we are gonna be able, we can able to pull that one. Let's pull that up in a week from Tuesday, cause we'll have a longer show. So we can actually get that topic ran through. So cover cross platform, we'll do the tournament, and then we'll configure this, and that'll be the long one that I really think that my longest show. I want to get that done before we hit to the series, because we have two series just want to ram through this summer, so this will be good. So just right there, schedule that for everybody. Okay, now let's get in some news. There was some important news I didn't get to yesterday on the broadcast, but that doesn't matter anyway, so we can get it. Now, this is one topic I really want to talk about here, so I just want to get to this right now. This one, it says, more workers are ashamed of using AI, but are they ashamed of it? Microsoft's latest surveys of workers show that AI in the workplace is still in its early days. Microsoft's latest trends, unsurprisingly, that workers capitalize the AI like craze, but Microsoft reports they're doing restlessly and not enormous in the process. Well, yeah, because they want to make it easy. No, what I like to do with the code, I like to build the code myself. It can be cleaned up and stuff. It's for the cleaning up process, for proofing, but just to get them to write your, let's say if I have a code, can you write me this assignment and write this code and do all that for me? The answer will be no, because that's not how you write code. In a new era of writing actual code, that just doesn't fly. You have to know how to write and look at tutorials and learn how to craft your code. What is the code going to read? It can help proofread and put in spots where you are. And then also the times I had to, that's how I did the other assignments, because I had to take it to a tutor. Cause I'm not going to turn in a crappy assignment. The answer will be no. I'm gonna dip it into that and make sure that code actually works. And now I said, oh, I. And they said, oh, hey, professor, is this how you write the code? No. No, that's actually not how you write code. Because anybody can look at that code and tell me that code is actually written for the best. Okay, let's read this. Microsoft released its 2024 Work Trends Index on Tuesday, reporting what workers outside the company are telling them how they work. Obviously, the key topics that are the foundation of my Copilot power on, like Microsoft 365. Microsoft said its data is acquired by surveys with 31 people across 31 countries on labor and hybrid trends, LinkedIn and Microsoft Productivity Center. But the data wasn't all, but while employers are seeking employees with AI skills, those workers are being offered training to use them. They said they're learning skills on their own. What is the most unsurprising skill? Workers aren't dumb. AI audit is hot. 60% of leaders said they won't hire someone without AI skills. Microsoft said it also found a number of workers who use AI, like ChatGPT and Copilot, to the list, and LinkedIn said it increased at a whopping 142% with content design using marketing using AI the most. Wow. Don't even use the tool. And they're not even equipped. And that's how they built their creative, that's how. But I had to use it for the last assignment, and he didn't care, Alonzo. I had to get it checked, and they didn't make some changes. They made the code change, and it made it the way. Wait, but are they nervous? How almost half of 52% who's using a rental to admit they're using for important, and slightly more than 53% said if they use it, it'll make them look replaced. Only and overlooked. About 7% of users are bringing their own AI tools to work. I train them. Build your own AI, but less than half of them are providing AI tools for their employees, and just 39% of surveyed say they are receiving training for those tools. About 46% of them surveyed felt burnt out by work, but with the pace and volume, with the vast majority, 85% of emails is less than 15 cents in you. Emails are every 1 second. So AI the answer? Sort of, but about 75% of knowledge work you use. So the supply of right emails help coding. I think it should be just, and here's what my opinion should be. It should be used for proofreading. It should not be used to say, oh, can you write this paper for me? Oh, I don't know. That's not how this works. You have to know how to write something for yourself. So you can't say that is a whole code. It's so what I think about AI, and this is where I kind of put my sense. You have to be well averse of what the product actually works and towards. So having that AI component is only for the helping of coding. I will be big fan of that, because it eliminates all the burden of work. Means so, like, for example, I might have a code, I written it, but I just do it for proofing, and I go and drop it in a chat GPI, because even professors, that's why they said, you know what, let's grade this man. Let's get him made, because he actually dropped that code in there. Oh, because that's what you really have to do. You have to sort out the code yourself and then you have to drop the code in, and that's how you write big important code that is important for your actual skills. So that's why I think that is why this is kind of important for people to understand. So no, don't be ashamed of it. Don't be ashamed of it at all, of using this. So what else is in the news? Because James Bond is, probably went over that James Bond one that came back, but also I want to get into another. Let me look at some other good news. Okay. So let's do. All right, let's go into this one. Google fixes fifth day Chrome zero exploit and attacks this year. Google has released a security update for the Chrome browser to fix the fifth zero vulnerability exploit in wild since the start of the year. The high security issue tracked CVE-C467 is a user after free vulnerability and visual component in the hand written display of the content. CVE-2024-4671 was discovered and reported by Google, but an anonymous read what the company disclosed that it likely has been exploited. Google is aware that an exploit for CVE-2024-4671 exists in the wild. Read the advisor without providing additional information. So I'm going to read the advisory to you what they said. So the stable channel was updated for this IP address for Mac and Windows for this will roll over the coming days. The list of floors and bindings are locked. The standard stable channel has been updated to this for Mac and Windows. Security fixes. Notice access to bug details and links might be kept restricted until a majority user updated with a fix. We also retain restrictions and the bug exists in a third-party library and our project that simply depends but haven't fixed it yet. So right now they're just fixing does it by essential research. See here for more information. Is aware of this, so they're trying to fix. And I'm not a biggest component of Google because I think that whole thing is just a piece of that whole thing always has problems all the time. So this is all the ones that they had. This is all the ones that they had this year. So this is the fifth one. This is the one they had. A high security out of bound memory access weakness of Chrome V8 JavaScript allowed a remote attack to exploit hard crashing via crafted HTML page to operate access to sensitive information. This is the high security conversation flaws in the web assembly standard. It's quickly the remote. Actually, exploit leveraging a crafted HTML, a user after free vulnerability and web code used for web applications and its road code and decode audio attack to exploit to perform arbitrary read and write via reading the remote code execution. Boy, they have had issues having these HTML pages being not secure and all these bugs. There's so many bugs. That's why in my product I stay far away from Google. Microsoft has it. I'm a Microsoft fan, but I know how they operate through a lot of things like that. So jeez, sickening. Okay, Microsoft news here. Microsoft is finally changing the words annoying default pace behavior. The default pass behavior of Microsoft is a nightmare and has been forever. If you want to add a text instead of using the standard point, you can easily mess up the entire format and the text is complete with format up peers. The whore. After many years, Microsoft is finally listening to the user feedback and changing the default while pasting. For now, the source format will no longer be automated and retained. Instead, merge format will be the default to everyone, as Michael says, and a blog posted on this week. So let me get to the blog here. It's the last one. Okay, that's the last story I want to cover. So let's see if I can get this blog. So, hi, Microsoft 365 Insider. I'm Forty, a product manager on the Word team. I'm thrilled to share with you improve to one of the default paste options for Word for Windows that implemented based on your feedback. Paste is one of the top user apps in Windows, but it also takes up a lot of time. Do you ever paste content into your document to only spend countless minutes manually fixing all the formatting of the paste content? Do you wish to bring content into your document and have it managed? We heard from many from the current key source format default is not being unique. Will for you, the default option be merge formatting with pasting from other programs? Look at this. Wordplay, key source merge format. This is just Wordplay. This is they're just changing the word. I want to see what's the difference between a key source formatting and a merge formatting. That's the one question they should ask there, and then we'll talk. So this is that's one word, and I'm not a fan of. I'm bad when it comes to my Xboxes and certain Microsoft products, but when they do these word plays and other political issues, I don't like to talk about on here as much. By doing my political ratio, it's problematic wherever they actually have all that other stuff and becoming issues and all those in the back. Okay. Let's see. I have it. Alright, let me go over these I have the announcements. Okay? I have the announcements on the sheet here. I got the announcements. Okay? I got the announcements. So we'll go over the show announcements first, and I think we'll go over the show. Tuesday we'll have a show. We'll go back to the Gamers Revolution, then we'll do a Pointer's C programming demo. So I'll get to the C programming on. Then we'll do a Python one next Friday after the generated revenue content. And then you already know about the cross-platform development preview. That'll be development, our last part of the series. And then the Yuka family tournament stuff. And then I'm going to show you the why I showed the config password, the largest one we're gonna cover on Tuesday. The configure network was secure SSH network. So we're gonna get into the service shell network. Okay, so we're gonna go over that, and we're gonna go over the demo of that too. So I'm gonna have a little demo on that, give you a scenario on that. Then we'll have Foreign to Rise and Reflection, then we'll preview the next show series. And again, so I've been hitting a lot of demos lately, so you'll be seeing more of those coming up. Then we'll have Young Adult Weekend beta showcases next week. And I think that's also the WU Family Tournament matches. We'll do all the process, and then the Ferguson and the Mini app. The first part, we open the can of worms, and then Front Horizon Memorial Day, and we might do part two on just discuss everything. So we don't know yet. So watch for all of that. So our announcements. Sunday we'll have the Black Tech Villain announcement. It'll be the Rank Pirates Smash Addicts event. So we're gonna be on Sunday to just all that. Then we're gonna have open conversations Monday. Built Blacks United in Leading Technology. They'll have their thing on Monday. Then the Blacks in Technology monthly meeting from Blacks in Technology Twin Cities. Then we'll have the beta showcase. We'll have Young Adult Weekend. And then on the 22nd, they'll have the way to show their products, like the NASA Match Lab finale event. That was me from Blunt Ventures. They have a big event on that, so we wanted to give them the proper attention. that's just, let me just look into this and what it is that night so you get an idea of what. That's why May is such a busy month in tech. It is a real busy month. What it is going to be, what if Minnesota comes to Silicon Valley? We invite you to grandfather how students and entrepreneurs can learn from how licensing, to start a company, how to augment R&D speed, and how to drive some what our eagles do through the process of exclusive federalization. At this special, government officials, colleges, and universities will come together and learn about the NASA Inclusive Match Initiative, powered by accelerate technology communities to support the Minnesota ecosystem. So that will be there. That'll be on next. And then we'll have our Google Family Tournament pre-show. A lot of things coming up with that too. So, and then yeah, then they have on the 25th, so on that day the series starts, we're going to have the previous professional philanthropist day. The deadline is today. Register, go to, previous professional what professionals website. They will also have a lot of that going on with that, so you do want to register on to get on that part. Also Forensic Horizon More Day celebration, that's big on that. So continue to support all the businesses around the Twin Cities. I want you to all be ready. I will be preparing a lot of the June stuff coming up. I've been getting it done. I've been getting a lot of the June stuff done. Just as much. You'll see our brand, everything, our slogan, everything that's coming together now. So you gotta come on and support. Because there's a lot of things planned for June. That's also a busy month for us too, here. So we kind of get everybody support as much as we can. And I want everything to be so much important to stuff. And all the things that's so much a proud of what I do and what everything has been. It's out here. The work is out here. The work has been done. The work has been done. So I got more announcements. There's going to be more announcements. We all hope Black Tech Talent will release their announcements soon. So more announcements soon. That is it for me. I'm done. So I'll see you all on Tuesday. I'll see you all Sunday. Okay? Thank you. This is